The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is shepherd of my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He said to them, "Go to Bethlehem, search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star which they had seen at its rising preceded them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Today we celebrate what is called the Epiphany, or the manifestation of Jesus Christ as the Messiah. In today's gospel, we have three magi, or more commonly called three wise men. And they represent the neighboring nations and religions of the area. These three come to pay homage to the Lord and recognize him as the Messiah. But what exactly does it mean to be wise? And what makes these men so? I think sometimes we confuse wisdom with book smarts. We think, oh, that person has three PhDs, they're so smart and wise, and they're just brilliant people. Now, I don't know about you, but I've met my fair share of brilliant minds that aren't exactly wise. So in the military, in order to be an officer, you have to have multiple degrees, well, at least one, and then the higher ranked you are, the more degrees you have, and the more letters after your name. But if you ask any lower enlisted soldier about whether or not their second lieutenant is a wise man, you might be surprised at their answer. One of the common jokes about junior officers is that they always get lost. Second lieutenants are most notoriously known for getting lost on the way to Chow Hall with Siri telling them step by step how to get there. Now, don't misunderstand me, please. I do have massive respect for all of our officers in the military, even if they do occasionally get lost with a GPS. The point is, though, that there's a real difference between being smart and being wise. True wisdom, the knowledge of right and wrong, the ability to discern the truth and put it into practice, does not come from college degrees, but from something else, from someplace else. The Book of Wisdom says, "Resplendent and unfading is wisdom, and she is readily perceived by those who love her and found by those who seek her. She hastens to make herself known to those who desire her. One who watches for her at dawn will not be disappointed." The Magi were wise and found salvation because they dared to believe that God exists, and so they searched for him. That search was long and arduous, but they made it. The gospel tells us that when Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem. We know a little bit about these magi. We know that they were the educated and priestly class in Persia, or what is ancient Iran. Christian art depicts them as three kings, but the Gospels themselves don't mention numbers, just the gifts that they brought. But whoever they were, they had searched long and hard for this Messiah. If you look at a map and find modern Iran and modern Israel, they're almost 1,000 miles apart. We can only imagine what kind of journey that must have been, traveling 1,000 miles by foot and camel, all after this idea that maybe somewhere there's this Messiah that we keep hearing about. But they found Christ. But it was certainly a difficult journey. And it's not always easy in our own day to find Christ. It can be very hard. For some of us, finding Christ, knowing him, loving him, serving him is the easiest thing in the world. But for the rest of us, for the vast majority of us, it is difficult. I think it was, one of the great English scholars of 20th century, Chesterton or Lewis or one of them, I think it was one of those guys. Anyways, he had said that Christianity was not tried and found wanting, but was left untried and found difficult. And that's true. I can tell you from experience that within the military, it's a very difficult task to do anything there. The stress is unbelievable, the amount of physical labor is unbelievable, but it's doable. It's difficult, but doable. But the most difficult thing in my life that I've ever experienced is coming to know, love, and serve Jesus Christ. Coming to actually understand what it means to have an active prayer life, what it means to follow him, even when it goes contrary to everything that the rest of the world says. That's hard work. That's difficult. I often get people say that, Christianity is easy. You just pray and God forgives you and you're done and that's it. I wish it was like that. I wish it was that easy. And on some level it is, but when you get into the nitty-gritty, when you get into the weeds of it, it's hard to actually follow Christ regularly. One day it'll be easy, but then the next, I got to do that all over again. And again and again and again. I have to get up and pray every morning. I have to go to Mass every Sunday. I have to go to confession every year. I got to do all these. But when we look at it that way, of course it's hard. Of course it's hard. Christianity isn't just a set of obligations that we follow, a set of rules that have been laid out that we must do. Christianity, really being a follower of Christ, comes from this relationship of knowing God, of loving him and serving him. That's true wisdom. That is what the Magi, these wise men, that's what makes them wise men. They didn't even know God. They didn't know the Messiah. What they knew is that this star was going to lead them somewhere, to something important, someone important. And so they did follow, looking for the Messiah. But they hadn't known him yet. But even that little bit of curiosity and motivation somehow, some grace pushed them to follow that star, to find the Christ. That was wisdom. Following the star, though, to find Christ requires a great deal of humility, a great deal of trust, and above all, a desire for truth, and a desire to know, love, and serve Christ himself. Again, that is what makes the Magi wise. This is wisdom. And one who watches for her at dawn will not be disappointed.